In every culture there are gardeners, and the Guelph Seed Library is hoping to recognize all of the ones living in this community with some new projects. Part of the Guelph Tool Library, the Seed Library has put out requests for help translating its name into 22 different languages. Once the name is translated into all languages, the Guelph Seed Library will print those translations onto t-shirts. While the project is close to completion, the organization is still looking for translations of its name in Vietnamese, Persian, Greek, Italian and Dutch, before the design of the t-shirts can be finalized. Those who can help can provide the translation in this document here or email info@guelphtoollibrary.com. The project is spearheaded by Guelph Tool Library and Guelph Seed Library Coordinator Susan Carey. Carey came up with the idea in 2020 when she started running the Seed Library out of her house during the pandemic. During that experience, she mentions noticing lots of people using the Guelph Seed Library. It really opened my eyes to the fact that there are a lot of gardeners out there from different backgrounds and ethnicities around the world, and we wanted to figure out a way to include them, she said. So, Carey created a Google document and shared it online, calling out for residents to help translate the organization's name in various languages. Since putting the call out to residents, the name has been translated into 18 languages, including Mandarin, Arabic, Afrikaans and more. Like land acknowledgements, Carey said printing these t-shirts is a baby step towards further inclusivity and can serve as a reminder for others of the different communities living here. It reminds people we're not a uniform group in Guelph, said Carey. I hope it helps invite more people to use the Guelph Tool Library. While most people who use the Guelph Seed Library do speak English, Carey said people have responded positively when the organization has been able to supply information in their first language. It was a very warm reception, she said. There's something about people bothering to learn their language. She also encourages individuals who speak languages other than the ones listed to reach out to her. There are a lot missing from that list, she said. Once all the translations are complete, the Seed Library anticipates t-shirts will be made by the end of the year. Along with printing t-shirts, the Guelph Seed Library is also taking steps to grow a variety of fresh produce found in markets from other countries. Carey explains currently a lot of fresh produce donated by organizations as staples in some people's diets, like potatoes or kale, but not others. It's all great, but it's not necessarily what they would pick at their supermarkets at home, said Carey, mentioning certain groups were looking for a specific type of basil and collards. Somehow it was distinctive and reminded them of home, said Carey about these foods. Working with study groups in the community, Carey said these groups made her aware of certain herbs and produce that the Seed Library will begin incorporating into their garden this spring. The goal is to be able to donate these products to food markets and food banks within the future. It will take a few seasons in order to get it right, said Carey. To learn more about the Guelph Seed Library, go to guelphtoollibrary.org. Interested residents can join the group's Facebook page.